2016 NFL Scouting Combine about to begin, Jamal. You're the director of college scouting. What kind of things have changed over time with the scouting process, and what things have remained the same over time? Because I would imagine there are things that fall in either bucket.
I think pretty much, we handle our business the same way for the most part. There hasn't been a whole lot of change. I think around the league, you see the analytics is becoming a big part of this thing. And we're preparing for that. And yeah, I would think most teams around the league have an analytics department now, and we're headed in that direction. And so it's exciting that we're adding that piece. But as far as the way we handle our business as scouts, I think pretty much that stayed the same.
How about the way the combine's covered? I mean, you've seen that change. There are over 1,200 credentialed media who will be covering the combine here in Indianapolis. I mean, back when you were starting with the Redskins or when you started with the Texans, it was not like that.
Right. Yeah, it was, it's come a long way in terms of the media coverage. And you know, they allow fans, I think, on one day, and just the sponsorship, the marketing, it's money driven now, and it's changed that way. But what we try to do is what we've always done, is to get in front of these players, and the most important thing for us is to get a better feel for these guys that we're scouting, that our scouts have looked at and scouted all fall, and now we get a chance to be in front of him and to get to know him better. So
yeah, I mean, these players that you're going to watch this week at the combine, they're not new players to you guys. You've been following these guys now for some of them three and two seasons, right?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. It's a job interview for these guys, and they've been on the interview stage, so to speak, for the last couple years. So our scouts do a wonderful job of going out in the fall, identifying the prospects that are going to fit our system and what Zim wants. And so this is just another opportunity, another piece of the puzzle to get us to where we need to be.
What exactly is the value of the combine, do you think? Because you said it's a piece to the puzzle. I think for a lot of people, the combine is like a major event for them on the calendar. And it's an important event for you guys too, but it's one of many. I mean, you have the practices that you go to, the All-Star games, the combine is the Senior Bowl. The combine is one of those events. But what can you get from being here that you can't get from those other events?
The biggest thing, I think, is, obviously we think it's a big event. We bring our whole entire football organization down here. I mean, that goes from team doctors to sports psychologists, player development guys, scouts, coaches. So, I mean, there are a lot of moving parts, but the thing that we try and glean from this is we want to get upfront and personal with each guy that we get a chance to be around. So we have 60 interviews, formal interviews at night. Those are important because we got all our scouts there. We got our coaches. We're watching film with these guys. You can't do that in any other setting. Our sports psychologists get to meet with these guys, and they interview them, and they're around them. Our doctors get to, from head to toe examine these guys. That's the stuff you can't do in any other setting. So that's why the combine's so important.
Do you love this time of year?
It's the most wonderful time of the year. Yeah, no, it's exciting. We don't get to, like coaches, get to prepare a team, during the week for a game. We're not a part of that. So yeah, this is exciting for us. This is what we've worked all year. We're getting close to the draft, and this is a big part of that process now. Obviously what we did in the fall, that's important too, watching the film, but this is, we're building on that.